At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This type of success anybody can with EMP 180.
Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner, and now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office on the web, emp180weightloss.com. Call 855-888-0180, 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, we do have a closure expected for the morning rush hour in the Great Falls area on the Georgetown Pike. Had a crash that brought down a utility pole and wires. So Georgetown Pike is closed right near Lee Mill Road. Coming inbound, that puts it before Old Dominion Drive, but that's closed in each direction. Again, it's Georgetown Pike shut down with repairs to the down pole and wires. On the Beltway, quiet Virginia looks good. Maryland, we did have a crash. Outer Loop near George Avenue. That's over to the shoulder, so there are some lights flashing there still. So be careful when we come around that curve, Outer Loop near Georgia, for the remnants of that. On 270, coming out of the Frederick area and down through to the Beltway, lanes are open. Nice, quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog force here this morning, dense in some areas. Otherwise, a cloudy start here to our Monday. Clouds will break up and give way to a little bit of sunshine as we head through the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-50s. Clear skies, upper 30s tonight. Sunny, upper 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Burke, 51 in Damascus, 50 degrees in Washington. A report claims that President Trump is pushing for his personal pilot to run the Federal Aviation Administration. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning. Morning's on the Mall here, Monday morning. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this morning, we got Joe DeGeneva at 7:05. We'll break down all the memo action that came out this weekend. Later in the show, we'll also have Scott Boggins at 8:05. He is the showrunner for that Nat Geo series, Chain of Command, the eighth and final episode of the first season airing tonight. It'd be nice to talk to Scott and another guy who's involved in it. Co-hosting with me this morning, I'm Vince Colonnais, in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Good morning, Tony. Really good to have you.
Did Mary really go to Antarctica for vacation?
Yeah, well, she said she heard there's no one there, so she was very excited.
I stationed Mary.
She wanted to go visit it. When she gets back from Antarctica, we'll be glad to have her. Tony, good morning.
So, good morning.
This is one of the big stories that developed over the weekend is the fact that there's all these companies now who are cutting ties with the NRA. So you have this NRA membership card. I know, Tony, you have one.
I actually do. I'm a life member.
So you're a life member, so you get this membership card. And in addition to being a member of the NRA, it comes with all these other benefits.
I had no idea.
Other than just, you know, being a part of the NRA.
Right.
There's Mike McKay's got his hand.
Yeah.
Holding it
out. I got mine somewhere, too,
So in addition to that, you get all sorts of discounts. And what ends up happening this weekend is that all these companies who were providing discounts for NRA members have come under pressure to drop them. Now, the pressure is coming from a bunch of liberals, but I saw the Center for American Progress's blog, Think Progress, which was founded by John Podesta, is running a victory lap this weekend because they're the ones who are claiming we get credit for this. We started this. The First National Bank of Omaha was among the first businesses to drop special rates or discounts for the nearly 5 million people the NRA says it has it among its members, the New York Times points out. And there's a whole bunch of companies who are involved here. Delta Airlines says it's ending its contract with the association for discounted rates. United Airlines doing the same. Two moving van companies severing ties, Allied Van Lines, North American Van Lines. Rental car companies, the Avis Budget Group, which has Avis and Budget, of course. Hertz is ending it. Alamo, Enterprise, National, the Starkey Hearing Technologies. It's a hearing healthcare company.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I did say something. MetLife ending relationships. On and on. TrueCar, SimpliSafe, Symantec. So there's a bunch of organizations who have ended discounts or you know, basically given benefits to the NRA members. They've ended those relationships. On the basis of what? On the basis of the left's attacks on the NRA as being responsible for the gun violence anywhere it's happened in America.
Everywhere.
To include in Parkland, which is where the NRA is being blamed. We've heard allegations of blood on their hands. When you hear this, does it make you more or less likely to patronize these companies? The fact that they've responded to these boycotts by yanking their business interests entirely from NRA members. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Does it make you more or less likely to patronize these businesses?
And to me, it's amazing, Vince. I thought a lot about this over the last couple of days, and I think Mike McCabe may have felt like this too. I had no idea there was discounts. I mean, I didn't. I had no idea. Because I didn't join the NRA because I wanted to have 10% off my rental. I joined it because it has to do with defending a fundamental constitutional right, within the Bill of Rights. So I think many of us are completely baffled. And simply put, I think a lot of us are more prone now to not participate in any of these things than before. I mean, I think this whole thing draws more bad attention to the companies by several million people who now say, there's a discount. Well, I'm not going to be taking advantage of a discount. I'm just not going to participate at all. I mean, I'm not going to use any of these services. So.
Right. So you went, you didn't know about the discounts.
No.
It wasn't affecting your life at all. But all of a sudden, now you know
right.
that these companies have actually extracted
Holy
themselves
cow.
From a
yeah.
relationship. And you're like, you know what? For those companies, this is a downside for me.
Yeah.
I'm less likely to patronize these companies now. On that basis.
And it's bizarre because I think, again, we were talking today in prep about negative energy being added to a situation which has a reverse effect. So when you have these folks out there bragging about what they did, it's like you're just hurting the company.
I mean, but if you think about it, too, a rental car is a necessity,
right.
is a necessity play, which is it's a utility play. You don't go out of your way to get a rental car. You get a rental car exactly when you need it,
right?
You get these rental car companies who are declaring that they want to bail on it. Like, it's not like you're going to get a bunch of people who are like, I'm going to go rent a car now. You know what I'm going to do? Because I love them so much for boycotting the NRA, I'm going to rush out and rent a car. That's not going to happen.
No.
It's a utility play. So all you're doing is decreasing your market opportunities because now you're just basically declaring to a bunch of people who previously would have rented a car through your service, they're not interested in your business.
Right.
In fact, they think you're so abhorrent, they're yanking your discount from you.
Yeah, it's like I can't imagine what was the thinking on this by the corporate executives in these companies. Like, and I would have done a survey if I were in the corporation. What does this do for us? Does this give us more of a market by opening it up to others who wouldn't have come to us, or is this going to have a negative effect by those who would use us won't now? And I think the businesses more than the NRA are going to suffer for this.
A lot of emotional reactions to it. And by the way, I mentioned 5 million members of the NRA. There's a lot of people who support the NRA and its causes who are not members.
Yeah.
Who view them sort of as a proxy fight in all of this for defending what they see as the constitutional right, the Second Amendment right that we're all guaranteed, that the NRA is out there defending it, whether or not you're a member of it. Let's go to Jonathan, who's in D.C., kicking us off this morning. Jonathan, good morning. When you hear stuff about the NRA and the fact that these companies are yanking their discounts for NRA members, does it make you more or less likely to patronize them?
Well, as I said, knee-jerk reactions to pressures from outside groups is never a good way to run a business. Knowing this, I question the leadership of the businesses, and I'm less likely to do business with them because they have quick, unthought-out responses to a general pressure.
That's a good point.
No, I'm not too keen on that.
Also, like, if they by doing this, they're buying into the underlying premise, which is that the NRA is responsible for murders. That's the premise here.
Right.
That's just like blaming McDonald's for your cholesterol level.
Yeah. That's true. Well, and I agree with your point regarding this is essentially an emotional reaction to a situation which you really should think through carefully. And if you're that immature as a corporate executive that you're going to react to something at an emotional level, why are you in charge of the company? I think it's very immature.
All right, more for you in a moment on this. Are you more or less likely to patronize these companies now that they've decided to remove discounts for NRA members? Because, again, they're buying into the underlying premise that the NRA is responsible for murders in the United States. The NRA's reaction to all of this, as well as yours, in just a moment here. 5:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have a closure this morning of the Georgetown Pike. Overnight, we had a crash. It brought down a utility pole and wires. This expected to be closed through the rush hour. So you typically head through Great Falls, Georgetown Pike, right near Lee Mill Road. That's going to be closed in each direction. So essentially between Lee Mill Road and Old Dominion Drive. And from the west on 66, looks good, Route 7. No problems to report there. Beltway, Maryland, outer loop at George Avenue. Had the earlier crash that was over to the shoulder coming past at set speed. You might just see one car left there. Just be careful. Old Fort Road North near Indian Head Highway. Car fire reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and warming temperatures for the start of the business week. Clouds and fog this morning, but decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-50s. Clear tonight, upper 30s. Sunny and upper 50s Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
In the nation's capital, it's 49 degrees, 5:16 on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
True Car, Simply Safe, MetLife, Alamo, Enterprise, National, Hertz, Avis, United Airlines, Delta Airlines, a bunch of companies have yanked their discounts for NRA members.
Starkey hearing aids. Boy, I can't hear anything now.
Starkey hearing aids.
Wow, that's a blow.
I'm not going to wear those Starkey hearing aids anymore. Does it make you more or less likely to patronize businesses like this? Look, I realize there's a lot of conservatives out there that aren't interested in boycotts at all. They think the whole practice is silly. And by the way, a lot of conservatives who can kind of compartmentalize, I disagree with your politics. I like your product. I'll use it. That's fine. But when it comes to basically yanking discounts for NRA members, I can't see how this is going to work to help the bottom lines of these companies. And also, again, the inference here is that they're buying into the underlying premise that the NRA is responsible for murders rather than being the organization that we've seen over the past week, which is advocating that the people who were murdered have the right to arm and defend themselves.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, fundamentally, we're talking about an organization which simply tries to work to uphold the values and constitutional rights of those who want to have individual and collective security. And I just am amazed that this has gone as far as it has.
The NRA is saying the following in a statement over the weekend. Let it be absolutely clear. The loss of a discount will neither scare nor distract one single NRA member from our mission to stand and defend the individual freedoms that have always made America the greatest nation in the world. It's the NRA statement on it. What's yours? Let's find out how you're reacting to this. Patty in North Bethesda this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Hey, Patty.
My reaction to this is to up my membership in the NRA from the annual membership to a lifetime membership.
Good for you. I'm a life member too, so there you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
I doubt you're alone on that, Patty. I mean, I find out more about NRA membership opportunities when things like this happen,
right,
than literally any other piece of advertising the NRA's ever done.
This is free advertising.
Which is like, again, sort of the counter reaction here. All these groups going after the NRA, and all of a sudden I'm like, you sit there and you think about, oh, well, you know, all the more reason to actually maybe become a member. In fact, Tony, you were telling me, didn't you become a member in the wake of something like this?
Yeah, it was. I think it was one of the early shootings back in the 90s, as a matter of fact, where this was something that occurred. It's like, we're probably going to talk about the whole assault weapons ban of the 90s that had virtually no effect. So I think it was during that time. It's like, why are y'all doing this? It's not really going to do anything.
And, right, so you joined because there was an attempt to go after gun rights.
Right.
And your view was, well, I'm going to join the organization that's going to defend those rights.
Right, precisely. And I think other people who, like you, may not want to join, but support it tangentially by the fact you know it does fundamentally support going and protecting your Second Amendment right, even if you're not a member.
Yes.
So I think it's important to people.
Yeah. I mean, and it's amazing. Well, it just amazes me how controversial that seems to be becoming, the fact that people are defending the Second Amendment here. Let's go to Monica this morning in Virginia. Monica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Monica.
Good.
I will now join the NRA, because of this, and boycott those companies.
So you've not been an NRA member, but as you've watched this play out, this has made you say, you know what? Now's the time.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And now, do you feel that this is necessary to protecting everything that you understand is available to you right now, or are you worried that some things may be lost in the future because of some of the what you've heard in the way of rhetoric?
Yeah, I guess a little bit of both. I am concerned that things are going to be taken away, and I never really felt the need, I guess, to join it, but, you know, there's strength in numbers,
right.
And so I hope that other people will continue to add to the membership.
I take it then you don't believe for a minute that NRA is responsible for any of these so-called deaths.
Absolutely.
No.
No, they are not at all responsible for that.
Good for you.
Thank you, Monica. Let's go to Maria. Good morning, Maria. We're assessing, you know, are you more or less likely to patronize companies now that they're yanking their discounts from NRA members?
Well, I didn't know there were discounts. I'm not an NRA member yet, but I plan to join it. And then when I get to work, I'm going to Google what companies do support the NRA and patronize. Because I do rent cars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I do fly all the time, so I'd be inclined to patronize the companies that are supporting the NRA.
Right.
Well, I think FedEx, right, is one of those companies which has given discounts and resisting. So I take it you probably would use FedEx then still.
Yes, absolutely. I use FedEx all the time, actually.
There you go.
Now I'll use them all the time, every time, every single time.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Maria.
You know, whenever I hear stories like this, I'm always constantly reminded that, and I mentioned it before, conservatives can compartmentalize. I think that's partly because almost every company is kind of liberal.
Yeah.
So it's, like, pretty hard to avoid. I'm using Apple products this morning. You know, I use Facebook.
I mean, know.
There's all these companies. They're liberal. And you can't really avoid it, ultimately, if you'd like to engage in the civilized world to some extent. So what you do is you kind of compartmentalize, you know, their politics. But eventually, for some people, like Maria, it gets so overwhelming that you're like, ugh, I can't entertain this anymore.
Right.
I can't use your product anymore.
Well, I think that's where most people are at now because this has become so overwhelming and pervasive. And again, I think it's ironic. The theme here, Vince, is that everybody keeps saying, we didn't even know there was discounts. So it's really drawing negative attention to the companies now.
Not extra Hertz rentals.
Yeah,
it's interesting. More from you in a moment on this. 522 on WML.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call two of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds Team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue. and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
25 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're waking up this morning to a closure in Great Falls, Georgetown Pike. Crash happened right near Old Georgetown Court near Lee Mill Road, and that is closed in each direction. Brought down a utility pole and wires. It's going to take several hours to get that repaired. Heading in on Route 7 is an option, Old Dominion Drive, avoiding that area. On Metrorail, Orange Line trains right now single tracking between Vienna and West Falls Church. And this is due to late clearing track work, so we get off to a slow start here, a little behind schedule on the Orange Line. Fort Washington area, Old Port Road North near Indian Head Highway, car fire activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMNL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog force here this morning, dense in some areas. Otherwise, a cloudy start here to our Monday. Clouds will break up and give way to a little bit of sunshine as we head through the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-50s. Clear skies, upper 30s tonight. Sunny and upper 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
49 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL. So many things transpiring over the last week related to the shooting in Parkland. One of them is all of this pressure on the NRA, blaming them. But we'll talk about it more this morning, too. The fact is that the Broward County Sheriff is under pressure to resign from all comers, and he's refusing. And right. And on the basis of the fact that he's like, well, the general doesn't get blamed for the deserter. And he's saying that because, remember, his deputy, and maybe four of them, stood outside as these children were being killed.
Apparently even told not to go in, if you believe in some reports. So I think there's some mixed bag there.
So whether it's by policy order or cowardly decision, there was a massive breakdown. And he's claiming, nope, I'm fine. I can stay. I'm the leader. I'm doing it. He says he's doing a great job. He declared that this weekend, yeah, that he's doing a great job.
And apparently it's like President Obama. He gets all his news about his department via public reporting on it, because he had no idea about some of this stuff initially, according to him.
So 6:05 this morning, we're going to talk with you about whether or not he should resign, whether or not you think it is time, or whether he has some sort of plausible route to declare, no, I can stay in the game here. I can be the sheriff of Broward County after that horrific tragedy happened in his hometown while his deputies stood and did nothing.
Right. Well, part of this is he's missing the analogy of a general. A general is not about a deserter. It's about the fact that your troops in combat failed. And as I recall, we do fire generals for failure to perform in combat.
We'll talk about his future coming up. And by the way, on those boycotts, not every company has acceded to the demands.
That's correct.
Walmart, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, all under boycott pressure for selling guns and or sponsoring NRA events. They've resisted such calls so far. So the guys who are selling guns, they're staying out of this fight for now.
Well, right, Cabela's, I think, is going to come through this very well. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, they know who spends money at their shop.
That's right.
5:28 here on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot these days about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. It's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people finding real connection on real dates. Instead of being controlled by some faceless algorithm, get a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and cares about your success. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. In fact, I'll connect you right now with a matchmaker. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Look, It's Just Lunch is totally professional, just like you, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Coming up, a new memo has been released. It's that Democratic memo. And the Democrats are saying, look, this destroys Devin Nunes and their Republican memo alleging FISA abuses by the Obama administration. The Republicans said quite the opposite. In fact, this colors in the lines on all of the things they've been telling you. We'll give you a breakdown of what's inside the new memo and why it should matter to you as these investigations wear along. It's 5:30 now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for suspects in the murders of two people in a home in Odenton. Police think that 55-year-old Charles James Edward Jackson and 47-year-old Veronique Crystal Jackson were targeted by someone. Their bodies were discovered in their home yesterday morning by a family member. Students and staff at Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School get ready to resume a normal routine.
An open house at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Sunday, less than 2 weeks after the shooting that claimed 17 lives. Student Marcel Oliveira says it was therapeutic.
I felt happy to be back, to be around everybody that was there, to know that everybody was safe. It was uplifting.
Teachers and staff return Monday and Tuesday, students on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how authorities responded to the incident. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Ivanka Trump is weighing in on the debate over arming the nation's teachers. She tells NBC News she thinks it's a discussion worth having.
I think that having a teacher who is armed, who cares deeply about her students or his students, and who is capable and qualified to bear arms is not a bad idea, but it's an idea that needs to be discussed.
The 2018 Olympics have wrapped up as the Olympic flame was extinguished in Pyeongchang. Team USA has a lot to be proud of.
Cross-country skier Jessie Diggins carried the American flag into the closing ceremony. Her razor-thin victory in the women's team sprint competition gave the U.S. its first medal in the sport since 1976. Team USA leaves South Korea with many memorable moments, like Shaun White's gold medal in snowboarding. The women's hockey team beating Canada for the gold. And Team Schuster making curling exciting.
Whoa, yeah, whoa, clean, clean, whoa, clean. Whoa. Yeah.
By bringing home the U.S.'s first gold medal in that sport. Steve Kastenbaum in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
The last 2 weeks will be remembered for bringing the two Koreas together. Well, now the North Koreans are signaling that they might be ready to talk with the international community.
The head of the North Korean delegation, Kim Yong-chol, has said the doors are open for dialogue with the United States. That information coming to us from the South Korean president's office. The South Korean president now walking a fairly tricky line as he's trying to get the two sides together after the U.S. said that they had to show that they were willing for denuclearization before they could accept any kind of talks.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. And the White House says President Trump will attend Friday's funeral for the Reverend Billy Graham. Graham died last week at his North Carolina home at age 99. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,310, the NASDAQ at 73,37. Sports sponsored by NBC's The Voice. The Wizards cool off the red-hot 76ers. College basketball, the Maryland women win. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win. The O's lose. And the Caps take on the Blue Jackets tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Alicia Keys welcome new coach, three-time Grammy winner Kelly Clarkson to an all-new season of America's favorite, The Voice. The blind auditions begin, followed by the premiere of the critically acclaimed new drama, Good Girls, tonight on NBC.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I know it's early on here, but we're getting busy here heading across the 14th Street Bridge, seeing the volume quickly form right near Boundary Channel. So I'm checking out the cameras. There is something stopped in the right lane. Not sure if it's a broken down car or an accident, but this is on the inbound 14th Street Bridge right lane. So as you come off of the George Washington Parkway, merging onto the bridge span, do be very careful. Now, this just happened. On the trip around the Beltway, quiet Maryland, Virginia, so you're looking good. Do have a closure expected through the morning rush hour, and that's in Great Falls. The Georgetown Pike closed between Lee Mill Road and River Bend Road, and that's due to an overnight crash. It brought down a utility pole and wires. Also had car fire activity. We are very slow on 210 heading up toward Old Fort Road north, so do watch for that activity. We're quiet across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather and warming temperatures for the start of the business week. Clouds and fog this morning with decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-50s. Clear tonight, upper 30s. Sunny and upper 50s Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Woodbridge, 46 in Greenbelt, 49 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
All right, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Joe DeGeneva joining us at 7:05 to talk about these warring memos that have been released. I'll tell you all about those in a moment. At 7:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Coy Wire, who's a CNN correspondent, breaking down the Olympics, which they're breaking down right now after the closing ceremonies have happened. Scott Boggins will join us at 8:05, the showrunner of Chain of Command, season finale airing tonight on Nat Geo. Interested to talk about that. Happy to be joined also by somebody who's involved in that show. Tony Schaefer is with us all morning, filling in for the great Mary Walter. Tony,
hey, Vince,
good morning.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here. Yes, it's always a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know how you do it.
Lots of coffee. Lots of coffee. Vince Colonnais is here as well. Let's talk about these memos, because the Democratic memo finally came out with some redactions. The Adam Schiff backed and authored memo, the one that he'd been pushing for weeks as a rebuttal to Devin Nunes' memo. You'll remember that they had sent it through the House Intelligence Committee. The Republicans voting to make it public, despite the fact that the Democrats did not give the Republicans the same benefit when it was voted on for the Republican memo. The Democrats voting against releasing the Republican version of this memo. And all of these memos are meant to characterize how the FISA court conducted its business when it issued a surveillance warrant, a wiretap warrant against Carter Page, right? So the Republicans come out and say in their memo, the one that Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy authored, that this thing was a setup from the beginning, that there were that they used the Trump Steele dossier, authored by Christopher Steele, as the basis to get this warrant, backed up by circular evidence with a Michael Isikoff Yahoo News article that simply had Christopher Steele as its anonymous sourcing, in order to corroborate this document and get this surveillance warrant against Carter Page.
Right.
And the Republicans very troubled by sort of the evidence presented to the court, the lack of evidence presented to the court, and the fact that this FISA warrant was issued as a result of that.
Did you say Michael Isikoff was a Yahoo?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I know Michael. I think he's a Yahoo. He's a Yahoo. I just love the phraseology there. So
he is. He's working at Yahoo News. And then meanwhile, the Democrats come out finally with their memo. They insisted that the president pushed it off as long as he could. That this was a nefarious act by him.
I had 2 weeks.
Although it was the FBI and the Justice Department who had posed objections to the release of the Democratic memo, saying they needed some of this information to be redacted, which in the end, it was.
Right.
Now, Here's what we're finding out from this Democratic memo. Here are the core allegations in it, and what you can go through them with me, Tony, and rebut them.
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Here, the FBI used only a small part of the information provided by Christopher Steele. This is the centerpiece of the Democratic memo.
Of course, confirming
the Christopher Steele dossier was only a small portion.
But confirming the central premise that it was used.
It was used.
See. Bingo. I mean, you know, game over.
Do you use a crappy piece of evidence if you don't need to?
Right.
Yeah. So the Steele dossier playing a role in this, but they're insisting, well, there was other evidence, which they do not enumerate, but there was other evidence that was presented to the court in addition to the Steele dossier.
To include the circular reporting of Michael Isikoff reporting on the dossier to confirm the dossier, even though it's from the same source as the dossier.
Yes, well.
Isn't it wonderful? Circular reporting.
Here's the Democratic explanation for that. They claim that the Yahoo News article was not used in any way to corroborate
of course not.
Mr. Steele. Mm-hmm. They say that this was to basically demonstrate that Carter Page had been issuing denials, quote, not to provide separate corroboration for Steele's reporting, but instead to inform the court of Page's public denial of his suspected meetings in Moscow. So they're looking to create distance from the notion that this was useful in any way to corroborate Steele's document. But again, his denials would have been predicated on the Steele dossier.
Precisely.
Being out there.
Right.
So
this is good. This is good. I mean, it just actually digs their hole deeper. You know?
They're certainly coloring in some of the lines, giving us more information. The surveillance court knew this is the New York Times has characterized sort of the centerpieces here. The New York Times, the surveillance court knew that Mr. Steele's clients had a political motive. The Republican memo, the New York Times writes, complained that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court was not told that the Clinton campaign and the DNC had financed Steele's research, suggesting that the judges were misled about the credibility of his information. Democrats have called that claim misleading because the judges were told of a political motive just without specific names.
Hmm.
Well, it does seem kind of important that those names be presented if they know them, which
right.
they did.
Right.
They knew that Hillary Clinton's campaign was involved. They knew that the DNC was involved in financing this thing.
Right.
Yet it wasn't presented to the court.
These are material facts which were absent from the pleadings of the lawyers. And Joe will be much better in a bit to talk about the technical details. But essentially, this was a lie of omission to the court.
Here's one of my favorites. This often pops up in literally every scandal. Who appointed the judges who were involved in the FISA court?
Yeah.
Oh, Republicans. So the Democrats are claiming, well, these were Republican-appointed judges. So how could you claim that there would be any mistakes made on the court? If they were appointed by Republicans, that just doesn't make sense. And this is obviously a red herring. I mean, this is like, it has almost nothing entirely to do with this story.
Right. But it's a throwaway, and it's a distraction, which they're masters of doing. You know, by the way, did you notice that Representative Schiff looks like that character Odo from Deep Space Nine? He's like a shapeshifter.
He looks like Odo.
Odo, he does. I mean, it's the face and everything. So I think that last point.
We'll have to do that separated at birth.
Well, but think about it. This is another, you know, deception. He's kind of changing things. Don't look here.
Now, here's one that I find interesting, and I wonder if it's true. The wiretap of Carter Page generated useful intelligence, the intelligence that they said was able to justify the continued renewal of that FISA warrant.
I don't buy that. I don't buy because everything I've heard is that they had to basically extend some use of the Steele dossier as justification. So that doesn't make sense, and I don't think that's completely accurate.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't have... They can't have screwed literally everything up in this Democratic dossier,
well,
could they?
I don't know. That's why we have to get copies of the exact... Of what was actually filed in the FISA court.
All right, good. Well, Joe DeGenova joins us at 7:05. Right. He'll help break this all down for us. 5:44 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
We are all so busy with work and family, we put ourselves and our health on hold. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. For a lot of us, making healthy food choices is challenging. You know you should eat a healthy breakfast, but there's no time, so you grab something fast and go. I get it. Lunchtime, it's fast food or something just as bad. By dinnertime, you're tired, so you feed the kids, grab a snack, and then you go to bed. It's hard to get into a healthy routine. But what if eating healthy was easy? A simple plan for breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks. And what if this simple plan offered proven weight loss? That's EMP 180 Weight Loss. Learn what to eat and what not to eat. It's all mapped out. And before you know it, like me, you hit your ideal weight. I lost 40 pounds. I now eat right and I don't stress over food. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Located in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Want to make $250,000?
Found it.
Seven on Your Side goes dumpster diving.
It's crazy.
And the merchandise we found
is very, very wasteful.
How to turn trash into cash. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Having more breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
Temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
545. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we start off a couple snags this morning. Broken down car on the 14th Street Bridge. Looks like that just cleared. So coming in on the 14th Street Bridge and 395 North, the early delays as you pass the Pentagon. So just be aware of that. And it also gives you a slowdown on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway just to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. But again, positive news. Looks like it quickly cleared on 210 Indian Head Highway. Been talking about the car fire as the car was on Old Fort North up to 210. That's affected 210 this morning early on at Old Fort Road North. No problems reported at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. In fact, I'm looking at the cameras there. You're still up at speed. And the Beltway runs great, Virginia and Maryland, without any early problems. Georgetown Pike closed and expected to be closed through the rush hour. Utility pole came down after overnight crash. Georgetown Pike closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. Route 7 is an alternate for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog force here this morning, dense in some areas. Otherwise, a cloudy start here to our Monday. Clouds will break up and give way to a little bit of sunshine as we head through the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-50s. Clear skies, upper 30s tonight. Sunny at upper 50s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 547 on WMAL. All right, the President of the United States privately has been telling people that he'd like to execute drug dealers. That's the report out of Axios this weekend. And, of course, it's led a lot of people to light their hair on fire, as often does anything that comes out of the White House in any form. So this is Jonathan Swan reporting in Axios. And basically, he references the fact that the president likes to talk about Singapore. And he'll say to people that he's spoken to, when I asked the Prime Minister of Singapore, do they have a drug problem? The Prime Minister replies, no, death penalty. No, death penalty.
Yeah.
He says Swan says that he often jokes about killing drug dealers. And the president doesn't just joke about it, he writes. According to five sources who've spoken with Trump about the subject, he often leaps into a passionate speech about how drug dealers are as bad as serial killers and should all get the death penalty. You know, Tony, I was looking at the data for this year for the projections.
Right.
The opioid epidemic expected to kill 52,000 people this year.
That's just a few more than guns, by the way, you know?
52,000 right. people expected to die
right.
from the opioid epidemic this year. And, you know, if you break that down into on a daily basis, that's like 140-something a day.
Right. Right.
Which, by the way, is about more than eight times as many people as were killed in the Parkland shooting.
Mm-hmm.
In a single day
right.
from opioids. So when you hear that the president talks about the people who distribute these drugs should receive the death penalty, I'm not, you know, I don't know how that works in practice and whether that actually decreases drugs in the United States, whether that's a successful deterrent, whether that's good public policy, but I certainly get where he's coming from emotionally.
I think the way you could go at this, and this is something I work with Sheriff Dave Decatur down in Stafford County as his Homeland Security advisor. This issue comes up often. Vince, you have adults who literally, and there's been pictures of this in the media, will OD during the day with their kids in the car, leaving, you know, there's no doubt that this is marring our society. The way you go with this, essentially, is RICO. I mean, there's a RICO way of doing this, looking at networks who deal these sorts of things. And dare I say, this goes back to the border wall and the lack of control in the southwest border. A lot of this is coming through the borders, is coming up the interstates. I did an interview a while back with one of the sheriffs in Montgomery County, Ohio, where both I-70 and I-75 come together near Dayton, Ohio. And these waypoints are huge centers for these drugs to be used by dealers. So the president has a right, I think, to look at how do we go about trying to deal with the scourge. The scourge comes down to, of course, you have a population using it, but you have people actually making money off this who are part of cartels and doing things illegally.
And this is where Kellyanne Conway, who you'll recall, not only is she a counselor in the White House, but she's also leading up the president's opioid efforts. She says that Trump's position is more nuanced than this notion that he just wants to execute all drug dealers, saying the president is talking about high-volume dealers who are killing thousands of people, to your point. So basically, the big dogs in this drug distribution scheme. Whereas, like, what we often hear about criminal justice reform is that low-level drug offenders should not be subjected to these long-term prison sentences. That's where the debate points tend to revolve, which is low-level drug offenders.
Well, we've done this before. Back in the 90s, we actually did something. I worked with DEA, the U.S. government. DOD worked with DEA to do something called the linear approach, where they went after the Medellin and Carly cartels in Colombia. And Vince, what they did, which is very important, is they took the profit out of it. They made it very difficult for these people to make money. And in some cases, Pablo Escobar ended up dead. Right? I mean, it was in all the, you know, Mark Bowden did a book about it called Killing Pablo. There's still debate about who killed him. But the idea is the same. You need to figure out a way to go after the upper leadership and take the profit motive out of it. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, this notion of fentanyl being involved in these opioids, and it's a synthetic opioid, and they're talking about what they would do with this. Trump may back legislation, Swan reports, requiring a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence for traffickers who deal as little as 2 grams of fentanyl. Currently, you have to deal 40 to trigger the mandatory 5-year sentence. But the DEA estimates that as little as 2 milligrams is enough to kill people.
Right.
Eric Bolling, the former Fox host, was walking around CPAC last week.
Yeah.
And he was there for this reason. Mm-hmm. He lost his son to opioids. His son took a Xanax laced with fentanyl. Mm. Was killed by it.
Yep.
And Eric, I saw Eric do an interview. He did it with the Daily Caller, and he spoke about this. He said the president of the United States called him to say, "I can't imagine how difficult it is to lose a son, but we're thinking of you." And then on Thanksgiving night, he got a call again from the president of the United States, who said, "I can't imagine how difficult it is to spend this holiday without your son." Amazing stuff. The president clearly cares about it. We'll keep you updated as it develops.
He wants to do something, absolutely.
552 on WMAL.
Before Donald Trump assumed office, do you remember the global liberal freakout? Once Trump became president, America would supposedly be isolated. We would lose our world leadership position. But as we saw at the recent Davos Economic Summit, the opposite happened. To the chagrin of the media, President Trump was treated like a rock star. Well, this week in France, something else poked holes in the drive-by's never-ending anti-Trump campaign. The French Minister of the Interior presented details of President Emmanuel Macron's new immigration plan. And they sound familiar. Macron wants to put strict limits on the number of asylum seekers who can get into France. And he wants law enforcement to speed up deportations. He's also getting tough on illegal immigrants who commit crimes, like using stolen identity papers to avoid deportation. The Minister of the Interior explained that Macron's immigration plan works on 2 guiding principles. France must welcome refugees, but it cannot welcome all economic migrants. The drive-by media here and abroad are aghast. They're accusing Macron of being cruel to immigrants. They say that he's risking his image as a humane globalist. But French voters overwhelmingly approve. So it turns out that President Trump is not despised overseas. He's being copied by the French, no less. Is global warming exit next?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go now to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and just before 6 o'clock, here a little bit better news for Metro Rail riders. Orange Line trains no longer single tracking. Got off started here between Vienna and West Falls Church, just single tracking due to late clearing track work. That's just been resolved, so residual delays. So hopefully 6 o'clock out, we're going to get a little bit better here. Still closed and expected to have a closure in the Great Falls area through the rush hour. Crash brought down the utility pole and wires. This is a pretty big deal for everyone heading through Great Falls. Georgetown Pike closed between Lee Mill Road and Riverbend Road. That's west of Old Dominion Drive. So coming inbound, you can't even get up to Old Dominion Drive. So plan ahead. Route 7 as your alternate to get you in this morning, which is so far running well. No problems on the Greenway. Toll Road 66 early on. Checking out fine. The broken down car on the 14th Street Bridge cleared. A little bit of volume, though, still remains there. Now from Garage Door Repair.
Dry weather and above average temperatures for the start of the business week. Clouds and fog this morning, decreasing clouds this afternoon, mid-50s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation capital, 49 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by NBC's The Voice.
Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Alicia Keys welcome new coach, 3-time Grammy winner Kelly Clarkson to an all-new season of America's favorite, The Voice. The blind auditions begin, followed by the premiere of the critically acclaimed new drama, Good Girls, tonight on NBC.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood test back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or health savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It's easy to be whimsical when you're in your 30s and 40s and maybe even early 50s when there's uncertainty because it doesn't really apply to you in a real tangible way. But man, I'll tell you what, if you have $500,000 and you're 2 years away from retirement, now the uncertainty matters.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
When markets get bumpy, do you want an 800 number, an overseas operator, or a robotic program to be your investment advisor? When the going gets tough, a financial advisor who knows your needs and goals gets going. This is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
All right, coming up on WMAL, do you think the sheriff of Broward County should resign? Well, if you do, you're not alone. Florida House Speaker and 73 other Republicans want that sheriff to step down. But the sheriff is insisting he did all the right things. We'll play some audio for you and get your reaction in just a moment here on WMAL, 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Police in Anne Arundel County are searching for the killers of an Odenton couple, but they say there is apparently no threat to the general public. Detectives believe that 55-year-old Charles James Edward Jackson and 47-year-old Veronique Crystal Jackson were targeted by someone. Police were called to the home early yesterday after a relative found the victims' bodies. Police say they have no suspects yet. School safety and security are expected to be a hot topic tonight when the Montgomery County School Board gets together.
Montgomery County Board of Education President Mike Durso says they've been working on school security for a while.
The superintendent has actually been working on some security issues since last spring.
Nothing new is likely to be approved at tonight's meeting, but Durso recognizes people want to talk about the effects of Parkland.
I think we've all been moved and touched, certainly by the tragedy, by how the students at Stoneman Douglas have handled that, and the concern of our own students also.
More than 1,000 students walked out of classes last week to attend a gun control rally at the Capitol. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, there is still more fallout from the Florida school shootings nearly 2 weeks ago.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is calling for an investigation into how authorities responded to the fatal school shooting on February 14th. Dozens of state officials want Sheriff Scott Israel to be suspended, while State Representative Bill Hager is calling for his removal.
I'd be supportive of the sheriff stepping aside so we can get an objective analysis of all the facts.
Israel says he will not step down. Meanwhile, an open house was held at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Sunday. Students are set to return Wednesday. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Montgomery County is weighing in on a legal battle over union dues. This, as an Illinois man is arguing before the Supreme Court today, that requiring him to pay union dues is unconstitutional.
The county's asking the High Court to uphold a law which requires all municipal workers to pay union dues. Montgomery County Council President Hans Reamer on why the county's chiming in.
By having unions that have collective bargaining where everyone's covered and everyone pays dues, that it builds a good system where we can better achieve our goals.
The Illinois man says it's unconstitutional to make him pay dues when he is not a union member. The law says he needs to because he's covered by the union's contract. Reamer worries if the man's case succeeds, unions will spend more time chasing dues and less creating better services. In Rockville, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's going to be quite the spectacle on Wednesday when a professional daredevil will attempt a stunt at the National Harbor.
The king of the high wire, Nick Willendo, will be walking over the plaza at National Harbor, 75 feet in the air on a cable the width of a nickel. Willendo tells WMAL why he's doing this with no tether, harness, or safety nets.
This is just a cool little promotion that we're going to do to
hopefully grasp people's attention to get them to come under the big tub where they'll see amazing daredevils and acrobats from all over the world. And me and my family perform the seven-person pyramid during that show every evening on the High Wire.
Well, Lenna's Walk will take place between 8:30 and 9 Wednesday morning. The Big Apple Circus starts March 8th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 25,310, the NASDAQ at 73,37. Sports, a win for the Wizards. College ball, a win for the Maryland women. Exhibition baseball, a win for the Nats, a loss for the O's. NHL, the Caps are in Columbus tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's Inspire Sleep.